Paleontologists believe that this actually helped her hone her fighting skills.
A full-grown Majungatholus is pretty much able to take care of itself. But babies are a different matter. There's a lot of animals that would love to be able to snuff you out when you're little so that you don't ever grow to full size. Females got to deal with not only things that want to harm her, but things that want to harm her young. And there's a lot more animals that are willing to step up against a baby than there are against an adult. So the female is forced to defend not only herself, but her baby from predators. And that's what gives her fight skills that a male will never have.
As in any investigation, the environment plays a crucial role in piecing together any mystery. The prehistoric world is no exception. Scientists can make a study of the climate and terrain in which they would have fought. We know that the land 70 million years ago varied from densely forested to jungle-like to swampy. Based on the variety of plants, Madagascar would have seen seasonal changes and times of severe drought. Evergreen and conifer trees, reaching 30 meters high, covered much of the landscape.
If you look at any forest today, like Yellowstone Park, for instance, we've done a great job of clearing out the fallen logs and debris that usually litter the forest floor. Of course, back then, that wouldn't have happened. So moving through those forests could have been incredibly difficult, especially during a fight.
The terrain would play a vital part in this investigation. Paleontologists realized that the bones had been moved. And not only that, they were moved very soon after the dinosaur died. This suggests one thing, a flash flood.